Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So it's manifesto time.
It is indeed.
Comrade Zajac.
Sort of unintentionally.
Yeah, so you met some colleagues who were embarrassed about their wine collection, and it sort of occurred to us that nobody should ever be embarrassed about the wine they have at home.
Right. Actually, I met two new colleagues at work who listened to our show, which was great to know that somebody listens
Shocking.
To our show. Thank you, listeners. And then when we started talking about wine, one said that they were a little embarrassed about their collection. And I started talking about why we do the show and what our goals were. And I thought this would be something good to share with all listeners.
Our exciting mission.
So our aim is to be instructive and entertaining and not pretentious. And we hope that we're doing all of that. Neither one of us have deep wine collections.
We have neither the place nor the budget.
We don't have grand aspirations of cellars. We buy a few things here and there. The few older wines that I have are left over from my time when I worked at the Wine Source. And frankly, that's been quite a while now. We love bargains. We love trying new stuff. And we like trying weird stuff and learning about wine. And we think we're still learning all the time.
I'm down with all of that. This is exactly how I feel about wine. This is our manifesto, and everybody has their way of interfacing with the wine world, and this is ours, and I hope it's pleasing and effective and useful to our listeners.
We welcome questions.
Absolutely. I've always sort of wanted to do something which is horribly invasive, to go to a BYOB restaurant like Corner and to go to all the tables and to ask everybody, so what did you bring? Why did you bring this?
Yeah.
Why do you, you know, because everybody has a different interface with the world of wine.
I always want to ask people what they're listening to on their iPod.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly so.
Yeah.
And everybody has a different kind of mission, and wine means something different for everybody. For some, it's wine for dinner. For some, it's wine for collecting. There's so many interesting ways of interacting with us.
So I want to exhort my colleagues, who are wonderful, and all listeners who are wonderful, because you, when I meet you, you tell me all the time how much you like the show, and that means the world to us. I want to exhort you to really figure out what you like, and that means experiment. If you think you want to collect, invest in something good here or there just to see what happens. Find a good store and talk to the people who work there. As someone who used to work in a wine shop, I loved talking to customers. I loved solving your problems. I loved when you came back and told me you liked something, or even, I mean, I didn't like it so much if you didn't like something, but I was ready to take you to something else. So to learn your tastes. Taste intentionally. And by that, I mean, really pay attention to what you're tasting, or maybe if you don't know what kind of white wine you like, do some basics. Buy a Pinot Grigio, buy a Sauvignon Blanc, buy a Chardonnay, and open them up at the same time, taste them with friends, and see what kind of flavors you like.
Buy a New World Chardonnay, buy an Old World Chardonnay, buy Chardonnay from various places in the world. It's made everywhere.
Yes. And as I advised a colleague, I said, or in a very calculated move, befriend someone who knows about wine.
Uh-huh.
And really, when I was in college, I was lucky enough to have a professor and advisor who knew a lot about wine. This is Paul Lucas. He's still at Loyola. And he would invite students to his home and open things. And that really sort of sparked my interest in wine. And I'm so very glad that I had a mentor that did that. And I have other friends that enjoy that as well.
Good job on the manifesto.
Oh, thank you, comrade.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.